I'm morphing into Jimmy Johnson right in front of our YouTube eyes. Thank you. Yes, I do have gray hair. Yes. My son asked me about that the other day. And I said, well, what do you like, me to lose it? Or do you want to like it to turn gray? It's one or the other. Like, why is your hair turning gray? Stress. To be perfectly honest with you, you three. I didn't blame them. I'm just kidding. I didn't put the guilt on them. Maybe a little bit. But it was, yes, that's true. Stress of life. My hair has turned, I wish it didn't, to be honest with you. I wish I was still at, you know, the dirty blonde hair that I had the majority of my life. But yes, my hair is turning gray. Or as one makeup artist put it, your hair is platinum. And I said, well, maybe I should dye it. She's like, don't you dye it. I go, why not? You don't think it'll look good? No, it will not. I dyed my hair once when I was at SNY. And it was very, very obvious. I went in to go get get my hair cut. And at that point in time at SNY, we had deals with like this salon. Cutler Salon was great down in lower Manhattan. And the guy that was cutting my hair, I was like, yeah, my hair is, you know, turning gray a little bit. He goes, oh, you know what? We'll take care of that. I'll dye it. I'm like, really? How long will that take? 30, 40 minutes. You don't have long hair. It'll be good. It'll look great. So he dyed it. I walked out and it was a darker shade than I had imagined. And so that was like on a, I would say like a mid-afternoon Friday. And I walked in, and this is when SNY, we weren't located downtown, lower Manhattan. This is right when we were across the street from Radio City Music Hall. Now the MLB store is there. And I walked in downstairs, past the security guard. He didn't say anything. And then walked downstairs, and first person I saw said, he goes, oh, nice dye job. It's like, thanks. It wasn't supposed to be that obvious. Is it that obvious? I'm like, yeah, it's really obvious. Does it look good? Looks okay. I'm like, all right, that was the last of it. Then I had a complex. Then I was like, ugh, it must look bad. Someone's pointing it out right away. Frank at Scotch Plains, but it's stress. That's really what it comes down to. And thanks for the love on social media. Frank, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, Moose, how are you, man?
Good, Happy Frank. Friday. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Hey, listen, as you probably know, I'm a huge Giants fan, okay? I agree with, it's good news for us, most certainly. The only thing is, it doesn't make the Giants better. It just makes the Cowboys worse. That's the first thing. And secondly, we can't forget, we passed up on Micah Parsons. So that was the worst. That's worse than this. But that's forgotten because that's in the past, right? So let's not forget that. But the bottom line is this, right? If you take a step back and you look at it, you're like, the Cowboys, do you think the Cowboys were going to win a Super Bowl next year, this year?
Nothing to do with it.
I get it. But Jimmy, what's his name again?
Jerry Jones?
Jerry Jones.
Jimmy Johnson reference from Chris on social media right. Because my hair's turning gray.
Yeah.
But yes, Jerry Jones.
I don't know what happened there. I don't know what happened there. It's not like he can't afford it, right? I mean, what was the difference? What was the differential that made it? Was it,
I don't know.
Was it
I mean, Frank, I don't know where the Cowboys were at the end with Micah Parsons. Jerry was asked about that last night. He wouldn't really give you the financial numbers.
Yeah.
He referenced the fact that the Cowboys offered him more guaranteed money than the reported deal that he got with the Green Bay Packers. I don't know if that's true. I mean, I'll take his word for it. That's true. I don't know what the structure of the deal was. So, yeah, I mean, Frank, you can look at it. It's the Giants have to worry about themselves. I don't disagree with you there.
That's right.
Like, the Giants have got that's enough right. to worry about, and they got to think about themselves. But if you're looking within the division, you know, I think if you're a Giant fan, you say, thank you, Mr. Jones.
It's great.
I think you're appreciative of the fact that he decided to trade a premier edge rusher that teams fall over themselves to try and get to the Green Bay Packers because he's trying to build strength in numbers. And he can now allocate those finances to pay other players of quality. And that he's going to bring three or four guys that are going to make the equivalent of what he would have had to have paid Micah Parsons. That's all.
Right. My bigger concern is this. I don't care about the Cowboys. Fine. It's good news that they're weaker. That's fine. I'm happy with that. But my bigger concern is the Giant offensive line. Great. I think it's going to work. All that. You know, defense looks good. Offensive line, it feels like centuries, decades, that they have not been able to address that. If that's not fixed, we still have problems and we'll still be in last place this year. That's my opinion.
And Frank, the biggest issue is Thomas being healthy at left tackle. You're not wrong. We've been talking about the offensive line issues for the Giants for a while. Let's head out to Rockaway. It's Alan. What's going on, Alan?
Hey, hey Moose. Good to talk to you. I think he might actually have some ulterior motives here. You got Arch Manning there in Texas. The team, Dallas, didn't even look that great last year. You get rid of one of your best players on defense, and then next thing you know, okay, you got a couple extra draft picks, and maybe you trade up and get Arch Manning, or maybe you guys play bad enough to get a top pick. You know what I mean? I'm just thinking another perspective he may be looking at. He's getting up there, you know?
No, he is getting up. So wouldn't that be more of the impetus to try and win now instead of playing the long game with Arch Manning or rolling the dice about whether or not you're going to be worse enough to be able to move up? And then if you're not able to get the top overall pick in the draft, and so you're going to sacrifice a year of Dak Prescott, and you're going to tell, you know, you're hoping and you're rooting for your team to lose week in and week out, that then you're hoping to have the worst record in the NFL, and you're hoping that Arch Manning decides to come out after 1 year at Texas.
Right. I do think it's far-fetched, but I'm just saying, the guy, he's a quarterback at the University of Texas right now, the pedigree. You never know what Jerry Jones is thinking. I'm just thinking maybe he's thinking that in that direction. I don't know. Just saying.
Alan, I think you want to win. You know, I talked to Javon Holland, who came over from Miami with the Giants, and we know that the Giants face a very difficult schedule, and he's not looking at, you know, the win totals of the year or the Giants' odds or anything like that. And he basically said, if you're a member of this team and your goal is not to win the division, win the conference, and go to the Super Bowl, I really don't have too much time for you. That's the way you have to think if you're a football player. So, you know, if you're Jerry Jones, could you be thinking, you know, I don't think, like I mentioned before, I don't think the Cowboys are going to be as bad as New Orleans is. And maybe New Orleans doesn't end up being as bad as I think they're going to be. But I don't think they're going to be one of the worst teams in the National Football League. And let's see what Arch Manning is, too. We've seen him in short stretches for the Texas Longhorns. We know he has the pedigree, but he's got a big game tomorrow night against Ohio State.